Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
In fact, I can show you in the scriptures where a man's son was attacked by demons and it threw him in the water and it threw him in the fire often, but Jesus cast the devil out of him. You know what I mean? Stop this spirit from doing it anyway. And it don't mean my son was demon possessed, but this thing was attacking him. But anyway, this particular day, all of a sudden, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for going. You know, it makes a difference where you go to church. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. If you're in old, dead, dried up, unbelieving church that says miracles is not for today and the Holy Ghost ain't for today, I'll just tell you the truth. Get out of that thing before you die with them. You need to be around people like Pastor Steve and Pastor Denise that know the Holy Ghost and know and believe in miracles, because one day I'll guarantee you're going to need a miracle. And you're going to need somebody that knows how to pray. You're going to need somebody that believes that way. And if you're in old, dead, dried up church, and I'm not against anybody, I'm not for stealing church members. But if you're on a ship that's sinking, you got to have enough sense to jump off that thing and get in a life raft somewhere. My God. That's the truth. Man, just get in a place where you know the glory of God is and get around the Holy Ghost. Because sooner or later, your problems will be solved. I'm not saying it's a get-rich-quick scheme and you just come to one service at Lighthouse Church and every problem's going to be solved. But I'll guarantee you, over a period of time, if you'll just stay with it and don't give up, sooner or later, you're going to come into the knowledge of the truth. The Holy Ghost is going to move in your behalf or speak to you supernaturally, or something's going to happen and you're going to be set free every single time. Why? Because that's the way the Holy Ghost works. Not everything you receive from God is instantaneous. You just got to stay with it. So thank God for the Holy Ghost. I've been praying and doing what I know to do. Brother Hagin said, if you don't know and God don't show you anything else to do, it's what he used to teach us. He said, if God don't show you what to do, do what you know. Well, all I need to do is believe God for his healing, because the doctors didn't know. I didn't know. But that day, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the gifts of the Spirit. All of a sudden, by the discerning of spirits, I realized that my son was being attacked by a devil. I mean, it came by revelation. And when I did, an anointing of boldness came on me. I reached over and I unlatched that car seat. And I grabbed that little stiff body out of there with his eyes rolled back in his head and his mouth wide open and gagging on his own tongue. And I picked him up and I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you, Satan, take your hand off my baby. And I said it louder than that, but I'm just sparing your ears. And immediately, within 15 seconds, Randall burst out laughing. I said, I got me a devil. A devil's attacking my baby. We're not going to have this. We're going to stop this. We're going to put these devils on the run in the name of Jesus Christ. Why would the devil want to come attack my son? Because I'm telling people everywhere how big my God is and how they got authority over the devil. And the devil don't want me to have victory in my own personal life. The devil will attack you where God's anointed you. I said the devil will try to attack you where God has anointed you. He'll try to steal your faith in that area. But you've got to stay with it. The anointing of God was on there. Now, to confirm this, I mean, immediately the devil was gone. But it seemed to be that this thing would come back. But every time it would come, I'd command it to go. And this happened just a few more months. Now, I believe, had I know what I know now, that first time, I'd have got total deliverance. But I didn't know everything. You remember, this is way back yonder. I didn't know everything I know now. I didn't understand some spiritual things that I know now. But had I known what I know now, I would have got total deliverance and that demon would not have come back, because I never told the demon not to come back. I didn't know I was supposed to. When you tell the devil to go, you tell him to not come back. Jesus said, leave and never enter into him again. Well, I forgot that part. Nobody told me that part. So this demon come back. I'd make him leave, but he'd come back, you know, and attack him. And I'd command the devil to go. I mean, when his grandparents found out what it was, his mama wouldn't stay far from me all the time. And so we was in Dad Hagin's hotel room in 1993 at camp meeting. He had asked me to speak out there. And Tulsa Convention Center, that's where he used to have his camp meetings. So in 1993, we were sitting in a hotel room. He was sitting across the room over there. I guess it's about as far as from here to that door from where I'm standing. And Mom Hagen and Miss Lynette Hagen and all were oohing and aahing over Randall, you and the baby, you know, and Patty and everything. We didn't send into him about what was going on. But all of a sudden, Dad Hagen is sitting across the room. He just twiddling his thumbs. That's all he's doing. He had a habit of doing that. You know, I guess if I could learn how to do it, I'd be more anointed too. But anyway, he was twiddling his thumbs. But I noticed he kept looking at Randall. Never said a word. He said, hi, you know, how you doing? Sociable. But that's, he wouldn't carry on the conversation. Everybody else was talking, but, you know, there, just the Hagen family and us there. He was sitting across, and I noticed he'd look at Randall. And he'd look away, twiddle his fingers a little bit, and I could see his mouth moving, but I didn't know what he was doing. I guess he's praying, you know. He wasn't talking to us. And so Dad Hagen finally spoke, and what he said was this. He said, some seizures are caused because people have physical illness in their bodies and they need healing, and some people have them that way. Not everybody that has a seizure, and let's straighten this out right now, means that you're being attacked by the devil. Remember, we're not going to hunt the devil. I didn't go hunt the devil, and I didn't know my son was being attacked by an evil spirit until the Lord showed me. He said some seizures, Dad Hagen said, are caused because people need healing in their physical bodies, and he said other people are being attacked by the devil. He said, I'm going to rebuke that thing in the name of Jesus, and it's not going to bother him again. He spoke a prayer with authority. He didn't yell, didn't scream, didn't even get as loud as I did. You know, at all. He just spoke, but he said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop right now and leave him. Randall's little arms shot straight back. His eyes rolled back in his head. His tongue wallowed in his mouth. His legs got straight. Normally, I'd have jumped into action. But I thought, if the apostle and prophet of God can't handle it, why in the world do I need to jump in this thing? And it took about 30 seconds, but all of a sudden, Randall started laughing. And that was in July of 1993, and he hadn't had a seizure since that day, and he'll never have another one. Why? Because Satan's defeated. What Dad Hagen taught me, though, and what I learned from that is that I didn't follow through on my first confession. And every time I commanded the devil to go, I forgot to tell him to stay gone. In Randall's case. And I had authority over my son. Now, that don't mean I have authority over everybody's son or everybody's daughter or everybody in the world. But I got authority in my house. And you got authority in your house. Remember, I told you last night, some of you needed to go home and start at the front door and kick the devil out the back door. How many of you still got your husband or wife? I wasn't talking about kicking your spouse out the door, you know. But at the same time, you've got authority. How do we have authority? In the name of Jesus Christ, you have authority of the devil. You must enforce Satan's defeat. Remember, there's three principles, that simple principles, that if you'll just understand and put into practice in your life, you're going to put the devil on the run every single time. What are those? Luke 4:36. The Bible says, with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Speaking of Jesus, number one, you got to recognize and realize your authority in Christ. Number two, you got to recognize that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ backs up your authority because you're born again. But it's not good enough to know and understand your authority nor your power. But number three, you've got to command the devil yourself in the name of Jesus. And when you do, you're going to have victory in every area of your life. I'm here to tell you, the Bible says in Colossians that the Father God has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. From this night forward, you should be walking in victory in every area of your life. It's yours. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.